Hello, gorgeous souls.
And welcome to the Find Your Power podcast. I'm your host, Kirsten. And welcome to the place where I help you expand your soul, your mind, and of course, your bank account. Here we talk all things mindset, manifestation, spirituality, personal growth, and so much more. Today, I urge you to open up your mind, receive something new, learn something new, and grow just a little bit more. I thank you so much for trusting me to be a guide along your journey. And now, without further ado, let's begin. Hello, powerful souls. It is so good to be back. I know I missed a week of posting last week. I was actually in Tulum, Mexico. For those of you who don't follow me on Instagram, I am at Kirsten Hollerbach, KirstenHollerbach. But yeah, basically I was in Tulum, Mexico for a week, very transformational trip. I am so glad that I got to experience that. It was a solo trip. I went completely alone, flew alone, traveled alone, spent the whole week in Mexico completely alone, and I went there with the intention of doing that because I wanted to reset myself. I wanted to dig within myself. I wanted to do a lot of healing and just reconnecting with myself, refinding my self-love, exploring parts of myself that I haven't before, and just doing a lot of inner work and being able to go to such a high energy place like Tulum and do those things was a needed experience for me. So the next few episodes, this one and the next few, are going to be touching on a lot of the things that I discovered and learned throughout my trip. So get ready because I'm going to go deep in some upcoming episodes, but I'm so excited to get a little bit deeper with you guys. But for this episode, I'm going to be talking about patience. And this is something that came up during my time in the Cancun airport. I feel like patience is something that is hard for a lot of people to have. And we see this in society all of the time. We see it on the roads, we see it in airports, we see it at work, we see it really everywhere. And it is something that's hard to find patience for life itself and the things that we're going through. But basically, I want to kind of touch on the story that brought up this idea, and then I'm going to go into the importance of having patience and how to actually be more patient throughout your days, because really, it will set you free. It will help you so much to just calm down and be present and have patience for everything, not just in your daily life, but also patience for hitting your goals and achieving the things you want to achieve, because patience truly is so important when it comes to success, because it doesn't happen overnight and we all know that. So being able to be patient is something that will truly set you free. So without further ado, let me get into the episode. All right, so let me start with the little backstory here. I was in Tulum. I didn't have a car, so I had to take the ADO bus from Tulum to Cancun to get to the airport, because there isn't an airport in Tulum. So on the day that I was leaving, I got on the bus, got to Cancun Airport, and let me tell you, it was a mess. Like, the whole airport was in shambles. The machines were going out. You know those little machines where you can check in and get your boarding pass from the machine? they were like almost all out. There was like three of them that were working. There was only a few workers at the airport or like at the check-in area. And in order to get from Cancun to the US, you have to present a negative COVID test to be able to get your boarding pass. So they had like three workers, you know, standing in these lines trying to approve all of these people in line, looking at their COVID tests, making sure they were accurate, making sure they were valid, and then helping people with these broken machines to try to get boarding passes. So everything was in shambles. People were getting angry, impatient, upset. People were missing flights. It was a giant mess. And that's kind of where this whole patience thing started, because I saw everyone around me losing their shit. Okay. Being in an airport, I'm sure you guys know, is like the hub of impatience. Everyone's rushing around. Everyone's trying to get to their flight. People are showing up late. People don't want to stand in lines. Even if you're not late for your flight, most people are just impatient. They don't want to wait in line. They don't want to do this. They don't want to do that. They just want to get their stuff and get to their seat so they can wait for their plane. So that's already people's mindset. But add a bunch of, you know, challenges in the way with machines not working and there not being enough workers at the airport, it just adds an extra level of stress and impatience to people. So that's kind of where this first came up. But I was staying calm, I was staying chill, got through that part, got my boarding pass, and then I had to go through the security area where you had to present like this little slip that basically said, you know, it had some questions about COVID, and you had to present this little slip to the person. There was so many different checkpoints throughout this airport. And as I start going through these checkpoints, people are getting more impatient and more impatient as time goes on and as I get through the airport. So the next, I get through security. I'm basically at the end. I have my bags all in the conveyor belt. They're being scanned. And of course, one of my bags gets flagged, so they pull it aside. And I'm like in a row with all these other bags that need to be checked. So I'm like, okay, I need to be patient here because my bag isn't going to be checked until the rest of these people are going to be checked. And so I'm waiting. I'm standing at the end. I'm just chilling. And I see this lady who's like pacing around. She's pacing around. She's like waving her hand, trying to get one of the workers to notice her, trying to get this other person to notice her. She's running around. She's panicking. She's being rude to the workers. She's basically yelling at people. And you can just feel the impatient energy coming off of her body. Like you could look at her and be like, oh my gosh, she needs to take a breather. And it was in that moment that something popped into my head and was like, you need to do an episode on impatience because this is a problem in society. We are so, so, so impatient. And that's where stress arises from. If you are breathing and being present and being patient, most of the time you're not going to feel that much stress. But it's really that sense of impatience that causes way more stress than we need to feel. And when I saw this lady acting as she was, I knew I needed to do an episode. So that's kind of the backstory to this and why I wanted to do this episode, because truly seeing her act the way that she was made me realize that she's not the only one. There are so, so, so many people who act this way, not just at the airport, but in every day of their life, like standing in line at Starbucks, getting impatient and being mean to the Starbucks workers and, you know, just radiating that anxious, impatient energy off of them. And it really is a problem. So now I'm going to go into what patience can do for you and how to actually bring more patience into your life. I'm going to start off with giving you guys the definition of patience, all right? And it is the capacity to accept or tolerate delay, trouble, or suffering without getting angry or upset. That hits. I have never read the definition of patience before this podcast because I really wanted to kind of correctly talk about patience and what it is. And let me repeat that for you guys. Patience is the capacity to accept or tolerate delay, trouble or suffering without getting angry or upset. So basically what that means to me is accepting the current situation and not getting angry or upset about it. Accepting the present, being present, understanding that things are happening the way that they're happening right now. And you need to not get angry or upset about it. You need to breathe, ride the wave, and understand that if there is something that you're able to change, then change it. But if there are things that you're not able to change in this moment, then don't stress about it. Don't get angry. Don't get upset. Have the understanding, accept that you can't change that thing, and just be present. Breathe. Be in the moment. That's what I had to do at the airport. Of course, there were times that I was wondering if I was going to miss my flight. There were times I was wondering, why is this taking so long for me when that person arrived 30 minutes after me and they're already through this line? Why am I still standing here? Of course, there are times that this came into my mind, but I didn't allow myself to get into that impatient energy because I knew I'm at the right place at the right time. I cannot force these workers to work faster. I can't force the people in front of me to go faster. I need to accept the present moment. I need to be, just truly be in this moment and not overstress about the things that I can't change. And that right there is what brings patience. So, like I said, patience is important to have when you're in the airport, when you're driving in your car and you get stuck behind someone slow or you get stuck at a red light, you can let that impatience overtake you and bring up more stress and cause you to have road rage or cause you to feel anxious. Or you can understand that you can't control the slow person in front of you. You can't control that you hit a red light. All you can do is control your current energy, breathe, and be present. That is the key to patience, is being present and understanding you can't change what you can't change. So, like I was saying, this applies to the airport, driving, when you're in work, when you're in the line at Starbucks, when you're, you know, at the grocery store. And the thing I really want to touch on is impatience in your business, impatience when going after your goals, because so many of us get so impatient. We start doing the work, we start working towards these goals that we have, and when we don't see immediate success, we get impatient and we wonder, what am I doing wrong? Why isn't this working? Why this? Why that? Why me? What's going on? And that right there is going to hinder you from hitting your goals. That impatience is showing the universe that, hey, I can't accept the present moment. I am trying to rush to my goals and I am impatient. I can't accept the current now. I can't accept my current situation. I need this goal to happen and I'm going to be impatient for it. And that energy in general is going to either repel your goals or slow down your process a lot. So what you need to do is understand that your goals are not going anywhere. You have a lot of time. So put in the work you need to every single day. Know where you're going, so know what goals you want to hit. Stay consistent. And just be patient throughout the process. Once you have that understanding that you're doing what you need to do and you have your goals set, you know where you want to go, you're gonna get to your destination. I love to use car examples in traveling because it's so relevant and easy to compare to business and hitting goals. But if you are taking a road trip from Florida to New York, and you set the intention that you're going to get in your car and you're going to go from Florida to New York, you're going to make it happen, right? You're going to get in your car, you're going to drive, and you're going to get to New York. because that's what you told yourself. You told yourself you're going to get to New York, and you know you're fully capable of getting to New York. So whether you intended on it taking 17 hours, and maybe you stopped for food here, and you stopped for gas here, and you hit a detour here, and maybe your whole trip takes you 22 hours instead. That's fine, right? Because you still knew that you were gonna get from Florida to New York. And you kind of accepted the things that, you know, held you back a couple hours. You accepted the detours. And you stayed patient because you knew where you wanted to go and you just did it, right? You went to New York. That's exactly how business works. You can't expect your goals to be hit exactly in the time frame that you set. It can happen, of course. You're fully capable of doing anything, but sometimes the timelines that we set for ourselves don't happen. And that's where patience comes into play. As long as you know that you are doing what you need to do, and you're doing that consistently every single day, and you know the goals that you want to hit, you will 100% get there. You just have to be patient. It won't happen overnight. It might not happen in a week. Just be patient. Enjoy the process, be present. That is like the main tip of this podcast, is be present and enjoy the moment that you're in, and understand that having that patient energy is going to get you to where you want to go stress-free. Because yeah, you can totally be impatient and still get to where you want to go, but guess what? You're not going to be that happy. You're going to be putting out impatient energy. People are not going to want to be around you, and it's just not ideal. And it doesn't feel good to be going towards things with so much stress and impatience. So my main tip is to just try your hardest to be patient. And I know that's easier said than done, but really be present. Breathe when you need to. Have the understanding and the knowing that you are going to get to where you want to go no matter what, and the timeline does not matter. All right, be present and go forward. You cannot change the things that you cannot change, so don't stress about that red light, don't stress about that long Starbucks line, don't stress about, you know, how long it's taking you to hit your goals. Because I promise you, you're gonna get to where you need to go. You're gonna get to the end of that Starbucks line. You're gonna get your drink no matter what. You're gonna get through that red light and you're gonna be able to keep going, and you're gonna get to your goals. So there's no point in being impatient. Breathe, be present, go forward. All right, that's all I wanted to talk about today. This was actually a lot longer than I thought it was going to be. I guess that's because I kind of started things off with that whole story about the Cancun airport, but I thought it was relevant to give you guys the backstory of why I even thought about doing this podcast in the first place, because truly when you see impatience happen so strongly in person, it makes you realize that, wow, I don't want to be like this, and I don't want other people to be like this either, so that was kind of the inspiration for this episode. But anyways, that's all I have for you guys today. I hope you loved this episode. As always, if you gained anything from this episode, go ahead and repost on your Instagram stories. Tag us on Instagram at Find Your Power Podcast. I love to see when you guys post. It warms my heart to see that you guys are listening and gaining something from the episodes. But yeah, also share with anyone who you think could benefit from this. I know that there are, you know, a few impatient people you might have in your life that might be able to benefit from this. So yeah, I love you guys so much. I hope you loved this. And as always, make sure you go out in the world today and spread some light, spread some positivity, because it is truly a domino effect, and the more love, positivity, and light you spread, the more it's going to come back to you and the more impact you're going to make on the world. So go out and spread that light. All right, I love you guys so much and have a beautiful day.